on the game.
I mean, I think that Stony Brook has done a great job this year. Talking to Billy and I, they believed and that they could win the football game, and I think we played really, really well on defense and kept them off the field and did some really good things. But at the end of the day, you can't have. We put the ball on the ground 5 times. We had 3 turnovers, critical turnovers, one at the two, another one in the red zone, missed a field goal. We give too many points away. And, Stony Brook's playing well, and they were able to pull away at the end. So credit to them. It's a good win for them. And I think that hopefully we're going to try, we're trying to get healthy to shore up some of these issues we're having, but we just got to play better overall.
Let's start with the defense. As you said, that's a Stony Brook offense. It has been putting points and yards up on nearly everybody. Hold them to 321 total, only 92 on the ground. What were you able to do so well to slow them down?
I think the defense is really set on into who we are, and I think that I thought the defensive line played really well. Obviously, we knew the running back was a big part of their offense, and I thought it was a really physical game, and they were hitting him, and we were getting him on the ground. I mean, I think his longest run was 11 yards, and it was the last play of the half, which against a prevent defense. So, we were able to maybe confuse the quarterback a little bit, we got some big hits on him, and were disruptive to the passing game. So at the end of the day, I thought the defense played very, very well. We just it's it, at some points with the turnovers, it becomes really tough to keep them off the scoreboard.
Among the guys that we've talked about, Dante Lunan a lot this year, 10 tackles, forced a fumble, recovered a fumble. But Ron Holmes with a big day for you too, with 14 tackles leading the way. Talk about those two guys.
I think the good part about this defense is, like I said, we had to do something that I've never seen before, is completely revamp an entire defense and with personnel. And I think these guys are really starting to settle into who we are, what we want from them. Dante's played well all year. Ron's really played well the last few games. He's starting to understand how he fits in, and the defensive line's played well. So, they're coming along, and we need, obviously, we're going to need to have a big effort this week. Rhode Island's is really doing well and fighting for the championship. And, we need to get in there and try to match up and be physical again and get some stops and try to win a game.
Offensively, you lose another quarterback. Trey Lindsey went down early. You have to put in a freshman in Van Weber. He threw for 201, a touchdown. Also had an interception. Just talk about the injury to Trey and how you felt like Van played.
Trey got his first college start. We were really excited for him going in. He's been a warrior, a great human being, and he's handled his situation in a way that you just don't see much anymore. And so I've got a lot of respect for him, and for him to get hurt that early in the game was really sad, and he's pretty banged up and just working to get back to try to help the team this week. We'll see how he progresses, but he was playing, doing what we wanted. I think we've all here felt that Van has a great future. He's a true freshman, and I thought he was exceptional. I think he made a couple throws that are, those kind of throws that people don't make. You see him on Sundays, and he also made a couple mistakes that hurt. And I think. Hopefully, with a full week under his belt and more reps, and he can continue to progress. But I think it was a great start for him. If we could put a couple things together, we would have been up at halftime, and he would have had a chance to get a big win. And he's that kind of talent. So we're excited about what we saw, and just got to bring him along slow and try to help him through the tough moments that are going to be coming in the next couple of weeks if he's the starting quarterback.
Question for you from Steve McDonald. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach. Coach, if you could expand on the University of Rhode Island, what concerns you about what you're going to be facing on Saturday?
I think pretty much everything about them. They're playing really well. I know what it's like when you've got a team that has that kind of confidence they're playing with right now. I think that's how we were last year. The difference between that level of confidence and having it and not having it is difference in winning games, and they're willing their way and through tight moments to win games, and they haven't lost really haven't lost an FCS game yet. And they're very good on defense. They've got some playmakers that they've had around for a while. They've had consistency in their defense. They're good. And I think on offense, you're seeing the same kind of structure that I'm used to. Great receivers, a couple great backs, and a quarterback that knows where to go with the football. So, they're a really good football team in all three phases. And and I think Coach Fleming always does a good job. I've always, seen what he could do, and they're moving in a strong direction right now.
Thanks, Coach.
Sure.
Next question from Mark Singles. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Greg. Will Miles be healthy enough to play this week?
We're hoping, we're gonna, he was in to see me yesterday, and he's obviously, that's his plan. I think he and Trey both are really going to fight to get back. And, we obviously can't make any decisions until we see who's going to be out there and the whole nine yards. So, not being coy, just I have no idea. We're down so many people right now. I mean, we're worried about Faisal and, getting some receivers back healthy. And so we'll see. I think hopefully both the quarterbacks can get themselves ready to play. And we have three able guys ready. If the other two can't play, I might have to break out the old throwing arm and get ready to throw a little bit of practice because, we're running out of people there.
Thank you.
Sure.
Greg, offensively, the running game, you're able to, against a really good Stony Brook defense, you're able to run it for 153 yards in the game. What were you able to do to be able to move it against that defense?
Well, we had a, other than, I mean, the turnovers are what kill you in games, and almost unforced turnovers in some capacities, in the sense that we're just being, we put the ball on the ground three times at the quarterback position, let alone, four times. So these are things that'll get cleaned up with some playing time. When kids are scout players and they haven't played a lot, the ball goes on the ground. But outside of that, the offense I thought was doing some good things. We ran the ball well. Faisal has really, really came on. It was devastating when he got hurt. He had just broken a couple runs, and we were really able to mix it up, and he got hurt. We're not even sure when it was, in the second quarter, I guess. And it affected us running the ball a little bit, but all in all, I thought, it was good to see the running game show up, and we need to keep working on that because, we have to run the football to have a chance to win. And we've got to tighten up the red zone, and running the ball is a big part of that.
Before I let you go, just maybe some comments on, we've talked all about a variety of receivers this year, but Caden Birdie had a touchdown in the game, four catches, 68 yards. Just talk about what he about the day that he had.
Yeah, Caden's been great. Obviously we were down a couple receivers, and Caden's been starting all year, and he's been Mr. Consistent. He hasn't gotten the ball a ton. And I think the last few weeks he's starting to see the ball more, and he's making great catches. He had another great, I mean, the throw is incredible, and bands rolling to his left, opens his hips up and drops a dime, and Caden makes a great catch in the end zone for the touchdown. But he's always been Mr. Reliable for us, and he's been, one of our strongest receivers for the last year and a half.
All right, Greg, thanks as always for the time here.